Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this is episode 15. And today we are going to be talking about Crusaders of Crypto, which is a dungeon crawler, which is done in sort of a retro style. It actually looks very similar to early Legend of Zelda games, and the creators have said that they really wanted this game to combine their love of retro gaming and crypto. And I feel like they've really succeeded in this. So first, let's get into their main token, which was actually just released back in June. So the token is called Crusader, and it's actually on the Binance Smart Chain. And it's currently super cheap. The actual current value is 0.00000002 cents, and the market cap is actually only $2.2 million. The creators have said that they know that crypto enthusiasts like large numbers, so they've really succeeded with that. And while this game is technically not free to play, you only need to own at least one token in order to take part in competitions or find NFTs, and this is pretty easy with a coin that's worth this little. So if you put forth a couple dollars, you could own a few million of these coins, actually. Which, with how excited people are about this project, could end up turning into a decent amount of money. But first, let's see how we play this game and earn some crypto. So, Crusaders of Crypto is a browser-based game, so no downloads required. It's all on PC or Mac, super easy to get into. And you log in with your wallet, or you can play as a guest. And there is no gas required at all to start playing. If you're looking to compete in the leaderboards, you must log in via your wallet. But if you just want to play around with it a little bit, you can just sign in as a guest and start playing and figure things out. It's actually a lot of fun to get through, and it really does remind me of those late 80s games like Adventure or, like I said, Legend of Zelda. If you do sign in with your wallet, all your high scores will be tied to that wallet address. Now, once you choose to delve into the game, you can choose a difficulty or select if you want to participate in an event. Now you're ready to explore the dungeon, and you will be collecting potions as you go along, and weapons, and other items to help you make it all the way through the level and hopefully defeat the final boss. So that's the whole game. It's really just one level that you do over and over again, but what is nice is that each dungeon layout is randomly generated, unless of course you're doing the event. So it's a different experience every time normally. The size of the dungeon changes, which rooms can spawn, which monsters spawn, which boss even spawns, and also which environmental effects are used. So it's pretty much a different experience each time, different strategies, and it's really fun to see how far along you can get. I know the first couple times I played, I did not do very well. I didn't have great strategy. Once you sort of start figuring out the enemies and what they're susceptible to and how much health they have, you can start going through these dungeons a lot better, and it's really fun just as a casual game to pick up and start playing. Also, if you play this game and have some of the Crusader token, you can even pick up some NFTs in-game. These can then be sold on their own marketplace, but this is still a bit of a work in progress, and I had kind of a hard time getting the marketplace to work well. But like I said, the token just came out, this game is still in the early stages, and according to their white paper, there's going to be a ton more stuff that's going to be coming, which I'll get into later. As far as how do we earn in this project, you earn BNB, so Binance Smart Chain, in two different ways at the moment. First is simply holding some of the Crusader token. Part of their tokenomics involves paying out BNB to holders of their token, and that is actually claimed in-game. So it's kind of cool how they've incorporated the game into their staking system. So you stake your Crusader just by having it, they do it completely automatically, and you take out BNB, which is kind of nice that you get BNB because Crusader being worth so little and it being early on in the project, you don't know if this is going to eventually fail, which I hope it doesn't, but if it does, you will still have that BNB that you've gathered, and BNB is here to stay for the long term. Secondly, you can earn some BNB by playing during the leaderboards or competition or other events that they're having. So leaderboard events currently only reward the first place and also a random ranking member. And actually, they do give out a decent amount of BNB for this. First place, I believe, gets 0.5 BNB, and the random person also gets 0.5. So it's a decent amount of money if you're lucky enough to get that. You're going to have to play a while, though, in order to get to first place, because a lot of these people have figured out a lot of the meta that's going on. It seems like in the future, they're probably going to have more ways you can earn as well. Now, with some of their upcoming features, they have some interesting things planned. You can create a dungeon and challenge friends to play it. They call this PvPD, and this is going to be another way that you can earn money. You can set forth challenges, you can put forth what type of bosses you want to be in your dungeon, and it could make for a very interesting way to give out rewards to other people that want to play your dungeon or set up your own competitions even. I think this could, in the long run, be one of their more popular features. You can even gain NFTs to place in your dungeon, whether that's enemies or different rewards, but we really don't know what they're going to be doing or allowing you to place in your dungeons other than the obvious enemies and potions and small things like that. They've also said that there's going to be a lot more content in-game that's coming, like more bosses, different monsters, and more gear, and I would expect some of that gear to be NFTs also. So, my final verdict. This is a very straightforward game, so a very simple episode this time, but the gameplay is a lot of fun. I've been playing it even without owning any Crusader token, just because it's kind of fun playing a dungeon crawler, especially with this super retro style, very bit art style, and it's really fun. They have a great soundtrack, actually, that really gets you into the game. And it really seems like the developers are really playing to the crowd of the retro gamers or arcade style players. I really enjoy how the staking is done in-game and really makes it so that you have to use the game to do the staking and go into your own reward vault to capture it. It's really a kind of a cool feature that a lot of games aren't incorporating yet. And the fact that it rewards you with BNB instead of their native token is really nice because, like I said, BNB isn't going anywhere. And we've all seen plenty of these small altcoins disappear over the years. So it's nice to be rewarded with a more mainstream coin. I would definitely recommend checking out this game. Their Discord server has tons of good information. Check out the white paper. A lot of people, especially that I've seen on Reddit, are really excited about this project, especially with how early stage it is. Even if you don't put any money into their Crusader token, playing the game is really enjoyable, especially if you enjoy old school gaming. So check it out. Alright, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!